There we go. Today's daf is daf nun beis. So we're up to the two dots. Iboyelohu. The Mishnah says hashidra v'hagugolet. That's a little bit vague because, as we know, the vav is often used as or, and or. So in this case, does the Mishnah refer to a shidra and a gugolet, which even if it may not represent rov binyan of the mate, would be mitameh, or does it refer to either a shidra of a gugolet being mitameh and the nazir being megaleach? So iboyelu shidra v'gugolet, o shidra o gugolet. So is this an and or an or? Omar rav atashma, I will bring you a raya for the following case. Shidra shigired rov ila'in sheba tehora. If most of the vertebrae had been shaved down and broken off of a shidra, then that shidra would not be metame and it would be tor. But if the shidra lies in a grave which is mitzarefit, so then it would be kever, afila mishuberet or mifureket, even if the shidra is broken apart, it would be Tmeya, Mipnei, probably the correct years, at least as it appears in the Tosefta, in all of it, is Mipnei Shahakever Mitzarafta. So the Kever itself is a Tziruf for the Shidra. But anyway, note that the entire discussion over here revolves around a Shidra. It doesn't say anything about a Gugolet. And it's all, I mean, the only problem is that the Shidra itself isn't whole because the vertebrae were broken. So Taima Mishum Degired. Without a gugolet. Shmamina, that shidra alone is considered to be sufficient to be mitami. O shidra, o gugolet. In which case, the vav in this case must be the vav, which tells me either or. Says the Gemara now. Now, wait a minute. You're reading an awful lot into this. I mean, the implications that you said, ha, etc., etc., etc. Tosfos actually has, he may have the girsa, or he may just have the, he may just be putting it in himself, in which it doesn't say, ha im lo gired tameya. Does it say that? No. Doesn't say that. In other words, that's your implication. It could be that we're taking for granted that, in other words, given that all other requirements are fulfilled, perhaps one of those requirements are that you need a gugolet. Fine, but what's the din of the shidra when the shidra is in bad shape, such as this case? But he's not coming to address the nature of the gugolet. So the ha, quote, ha, etc., unquote. Lokatani doesn't say that. And all the bright is coming to address is akamashmalan, the chigirei Torah, as far as what the requirements are other than the situation of not having been megareid, the vertebrae, that's left to your own knowledge from other sources. So that stands. That question remains. Okay. How about this? Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Devarim Rabbi Akiva Metamei V'Chachamim Metaharim V'Chazar Ba Rabbi Akiva. Now there's six cases that we have famous machlokas in between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, in which in the end Rabbi Akiva changed his mind and agreed that the Chachamim were correct. And one of them, we'll see later on what they are, we're going to talk about that, but at this point, what interests us is, as it explains in the Braita, actually very interesting Maaseh Shehaya that revolved around the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. One of those Machlokas is whether the Shidra of a Gugolet needs to be from a single body, or whether if we have bones out of which we can compose a Shidra of a Gugolet, that would be sufficient. So the Gemara brings an interesting story in which there was apparently, unfortunately, a mass grave, and they brought remains to see whether these remains were of, they could put together one person or not, and whether there was enough over here to be metame for noel to be for nozer to be megaleach. Anyway, so they brought a view kupa mleyab atzamot lebet haknesset shel tarsim v'nichu ba'avir. They brought this to the Beit HaKnesset because that was the only place we would have a. I mean, they didn't have hospitals. That would be the equivalent of a public place where you could gather together the doctors. They didn't put it under the roof because it wouldn't cost too much anybody coming in. In Ichul Ba'avir, they left it in an uncovered area. And then they had all of the doctors in the area, which included Tudus. Tudus was a very famous doctor that is often brought in the Mishnah. But the Nichnas to the Sarafe, Vachalarofimimo had all of the student doctors and everybody that was there, they all came to examine these bones to see whether there actually was here Tuma or not. And Lamaisa Rabbi Akiva was there, which comes out later in the original source, and they were discussing the question whether it had to be Mimei Techad or whether we Tumeitim. Anyway, so after they examined the remains, this was like a whole forensics society over here, V'amru, Ein Kan Shidra. No, seriously, I mean, it's obviously very serious forensic abilities they had here. They said, Ein Kan Shidra Mimei Techad. You do not have a full spinal column here of one mate. There are lots of bones, and they look to you like they are sufficient to be Matami and Ozir, but they're not. Turns out that these are basically a collection of different bodies. So, I mean, but the whole thing that bothered them, apparently, was time at Aleka Shidra Michoda. The only problem was they couldn't put together a full vertebrae structure from one individual who had died there. Oh, but it mashma that if that wouldn't have been the problem, ha'ika, had there been in fact a full spinal column, o shidra o gugolet. And they obviously didn't say anything about requiring both. If you would have had one or the other, then that would have been michada, that would have been sufficient for nazir to be megal le'ach aleha. So here we've got another raya, shma mina o shidra o gugolet tanan. I mean, not necessarily. Look, if you were the doctor, being aware of the issues here, you might have simply said, I don't know what's bothering you guys. There's not even a shidra here. I mean, certainly we're not talking about a shidra and a gogola, you know, which you require. I'm telling you right now, I mean, forget about analyzing. Gogola is difficult to analyze, but there's not even a shidra, so what's the point? Maybe that's what he's saying. In other words, lomi boy shidra vigogola to be made to chadlak. Not only is there not one skeleton here from one individual. Like, I can't put together even the Shidra alone or a Gugolet alone, which anyway, even if I had, maybe wouldn't have been enough. I'm not coming to discuss that. So I mean, certainly if we're basing our psak on the response of the doctors, they weren't necessarily coming to address the full range of the halacha over here. So that doesn't count. Okay, says the Gemara, fine, that doesn't count, but let's look again at the six cases, because if you look just at the six cases, what they are, you already see whether Shidra means an or an and. Because look, Tashma, Miminyana. We said that there were six cases, and we list the six cases, okay? The only problem is that when we list the six cases, we list seven cases, because it says Shidra v'gugolet. So if we list seven cases and we say it's six cases, obviously shidra gugolet is one thing, and it's got to mean a shidra plus a gugolet. Otherwise, it would have said seven. So toshma miminyana. It says there in the bright that speaks up. Uma hein shishad varim. Shirbi akiva metameve chachamim metarim. What are these six things that you mentioned? Well, you have an aver min amet. Where over there, Rabbi Akiva also says, a single aver, complete aver, obviously including the other requirements, should have sufficient basar to be able to, had it been attached to a living organism, to be able to regenerate. And you had the basar atzamis v'givim, as we said. I mean, that's a given. But whatever it is, the question is whether you have a whole aver that comes from tumetim, which again, Rabbi Akiva said, would be mitami. Or for that matter, even minachai, shubha mishnei bnei adam, which again Rabbi Akiva held, even from two separate people. V'al chatzi kav atzamot, which the nazir is mengalei achan, shubha mishnei metim. V'al revi dam haba mishnayim. V'al etzem kiseora, where over there the bone was broken into two pieces, shenechlak lishnayim. And dig this, hashidra v'agugolet. Now, Isaac, if you just counted as we listed them, we didn't count six, we counted seven. Anishiva Havyan. So therefore, it must be Shidra plus Gogolet equals one case. There you go. So now we have a clear raya. You don't have a clear raya. Because the Mishnah, Shishadvarim Rabbi Akiva Metame, V'chachomi Metarim, V'choza Rabbi Akiva. Now we have to refer back to that. In other words, There may well be more than six cases. I'm going to list you all the cases, but out of these cases, there may only be six that we're referring to. Because this simon refers to these separate possibilities. But possibility one is that it's yochid versus rabim. So kolecha de polegale rabim. But the case of etzim kisaora that you list as one of the cases is a yochid. And I'll prove it to you. Now, yochid de polegale de talan. Etzim kisaora shenechlak lishnayim Rebbe Akiva metayim Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri metayir. It doesn't say chachomim metayirin. And we're looking for six cases of chachomim. So this doesn't fit the bill. Okay. So it's six out of seven. That's one possibility. Now, another possibility is that ki katoni evri min hamet, evri min achai lo katoni. Now, there's a machlokas about what that means. Between Tosfos and the Rosh, does that mean we're not discussing issues about min achai, although this machlokas does exist? Or is it that you accidentally listed Avram min achai, which was never a machloket, which is what the Rosh learns. Tos has a slightly different gears to that. What are we discussing? Bemet kamayri, bechai lo kamayri. I mean, but that would mean the machloket exists, but we're just not interested in a case of chai. Okay, there's another answer, viboyet ema, that we're not only talking about cases where a nazir is megaleach. So kikatani kalecha de nazir megaleach ala hayilot. The case of etzem kisaora that you listed here, the Mishnah specifically says, is a set of one in which over there, that's not ohel, although the nazir is megaleach. There's not megaleach on the ohel of an etzem kisaora, he's only megaleach on magar masa. So therefore, that is not one of the cases, okay? And then there's actually a fourth possibility, which is yibay dema. Remember, we said to the original source, we're talking about cases where Rabbi Akiva had charata. One of these cases Rabbi Akiva never had charata on. Yibay dema ki ketani kolecha da harabe, remember? Lafuki revi'id dam. In the case of revi'id dam, you must have noticed, we always quote Rabbi Akiva on that. That revi'id dam da'ati mishnei b'nei adam, that it's betame. He never had charata from that case. The lo harabe. Domalei Rebbe lebar kapor. Rebbe told bar kapor, will you please take out that revi'id dam in the braita of chazora, meaning in the braita in which you claim that Rabbi Akiva had charata. Sha'arei mudash Rabbi Akiva biyado. I'm sorry to tell you, but there never was charata on that case. Rabbi Akiva maintained. Now, there's a number of ways of learning limuda biyado. One is he continued to teach this to his Talmidim his entire life. The other is limuda biyado means this was something that had been makabel. He was not going to change his mind just because you presented him arguments. Not to mention that v'odam yikra misayon. Remember, he had a very, very nice raya for the Lashon of the Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk that we darshan just a couple of dapim ago. I'll call nafshot, mate lo yavo. He said, even, why does it say nafshot as opposed to nefesh? That was Rabbi Akiva's drasha, the difference between the Lashon of Nazir and the Lashon by the Kohen Gadol, that nafshot comes to tell me, even if it comes from two separate individuals, it would still be matame. And that's very interesting because that's the dam ha-nefesh, of course, and then the dam, as we pointed out there, is indeed generic in life. You can give blood transfusions except for, you know, a few markers. But in terms of the actual individuality of the cells, there's no cellular in the marker specifically. It's just additional proteins. But as far as the only part of a body that's universal, it's exchangeable, is dam, and therefore, brilliantly, the nafashot, which is the dam u'nefesh, is something that is actually generic. And some amele can be mitzaref, mishnei mason. So that case was never b'chazorah, therefore that case has to be removed, but the shidra is shidra ogogolet, which would be two separate cases. We still have six. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's another raya that Rabbi Akiva never changed his mind. Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, Rabbi Shimon heard that people were listing this. He said, man, I can tell you one thing. Ad yamava yametame. I mean, I can tell you that my Rebbe, until his dying day, always said that Rabbi is dam. Mishnei Mesim is certainly Mitame Nazir Megaleach. I can't tell you, maybe after he died he had Charata. I mean, but don't come and tell me he had Charata. Im shemet chazar bo en yodea. I'm not privy to that information. Now, Lemaisa, he felt very bad that he used that language. Because that would imply that when Rabbi Akiva died, he discovered he was wrong. It was maybe when he got up there, maybe they told him, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, he felt bad that he had said that lashon. He was just being sarcastic about people who claimed Rabbi Akiva had charata, but meanwhile it implied maybe Rabbi Akiva would have had to have charata after he died. So then his whole life he kept aniyot day after day for having used that language. His teeth turned black from the number of fast days that he held to try to be mechaper on himself from having said such a lashon about his Rebbe. Toshma. Okay, so anyway, we're left still now with our original question. So Toshma. No, that was one of the terutzim, is that we're only talking about the case where Nazir is oil. Mayo. One of the four possibilities of the Ibai Teima is that the Nazir not being Mahil is not, we're not talking about cases on that. That's because everybody agrees Nazir is not Mahil. But now that you bring it up, by the way, I should mention to you that that implies that the case of Rova, Revius Adam, a Nazir is actually going to be Matame and Mahil, which doesn't really make sense because we listed the case of Chatzi, not Revius. Chatzi Lug. There's a whole discussion in the Rush about this, that apparently that we're willing to have. There was Rabbi Akiva apparently had a Kabbalah on that case as well, that he held it was Rova Revius. Okay, but getting back to the Sugya. So we can bring a Raya perhaps to the following. Tashma. How about from here? D'tanya Beit Shammai Omrim, Rova Atzamot, Mina Atzamim. Now, it says over here, Rova Atzamot. Rova Atzamot now has to come from two bones, or a number of different organs, some are not Atzamim. O Mishnayim, O Mishloshah, it could be two or three locations, but not just from one. You take one bone, and what's left is a Rova of it. Ubeit Hillel Omrim, it's not enough to have two or three locations. I mean, this has got to come from a place where you had the Gviyah. In other words, Rov Binyan, but from the entire remains, not just from like a single bone or something. Omer Rebbe Yoshua, don't be so certain that that's a machloket, because Yecholani Lasot Divrei Beit Shammai V'Divrei Beit Hillel Ke'echad. I can make this add up to the same thing. And just Beit Hillel is clarifying. He's not arguing. Because, I mean, maybe Beit Shammai Omrim Mishnayim or Mishlosha. You know what he might mean? He might mean as few as two or three bones. But those two or three bones would be referring to a case of Shnei Shokayim V'Yarech Echad. Or Shnei Yerechayim V'Shok Echad. Ho V'Rov Govo Shel Adam Meguvah. If you have a tall person, where most of the height of his body is in terms of his legs. So over there, you would have, in fact, a rov, we would call a rov binyan, just from two thigh bones and a shank. And that would be considered to be rov govho. And maybe that's what Beit Shammai meant. And Beit Hillel is just clarifying. Look, I want to make that clear. We're not talking about anybody. I mean, a short person, that wouldn't represent Rov. So, I mean, we're talking about Minagviyah, Mirov Binyan, or Mirov Binyan. And you could even have Rov Minyan, interestingly enough. But, I mean, you could have Rov Minyan without touching the Rov of the height. How could you have that? Very simple. But in the hands and the feet, you've got so many that just taking the hands and the bottom, the kafar aglaim, the actual foot, you end up with 120 bones. So 120 ossification centers in that area already gets you close to Rov Minyan. All you would need is five additional bones in various locations. You get up to 250, right? Half of 250. Just the hands and the feet. So you could have yeshem, the joints of the fingers and the feet You've got over there already Rov Minyan. Together with another little bit, you've got already Rov. So, and Shammai Omer. Okay, now so far, this has nothing to do with us. Here's where we get to the part. This is, by the way, why it says Tanya, because this whole first part is really a mission, an idiot. But this part now, which is important for our Raya, appears only in the Braita. With Shammai Omer, Afilu Etzem, Min HaShidra, Min HaGogola. O Min HaGogola. Note that. Even one bone of the Shidra or the Gogolet is sufficient. Okay? Now, I mean, I understand that's true, that Shammai's Shita. But, I mean, it's very reasonable to suppose that there, even if there's a machlokas, it's not a machlokas about the word O. I mean, there's just a machlokas about how much of the Shidra or Gogolet. So the Rabbanon are saying, No, you gotta have the whole Shidra or the whole Gogolet. Shammai's saying, no, filo etzem echad. But I mean, to make it such an extreme argument that he's saying, you guys think you need the Shidra and the Gogolet? You don't. It could be the Shidra and or Gogolet. Not only that, you think you need the whole Shidra, the whole Gogolet, even one etzem from either the Shidra. I mean, that's like so extreme. Makes more sense to say. And the Rabbanon don't say anything, right? So we don't know what their opinion is here. I mean, if they were really arguing about all that, they should have made it clear. So it makes sense to say that what we're talking about over here is that the Rabbanon agree about the Etzem Yesod of Oshidro Gogola. They're just arguing about the mounts. Say the Gemara, no. Maybe, indeed, Shinai Shammai de Machmir. Maybe this is an extreme argument. And indeed, the Chachamim hold you need Shidra v'Gogolet. They hold the total opposite extreme. And he says, not only do you not need both, you don't even need the whole one. You don't even need the Shalom of one. So maybe indeed, so Lifshot Mina. So why don't we learn from there? Indeed, that time of the Beit Shammai de Machmir. But since the Rabbanah didn't clarify what the Shita is, so it's indeed a Rabbanan, Adi Ika Shidra V'Gugolet. I mean, so they left it open for us to understand that they hold nothing of Shammai. Well, I mean, come on, you can't make that diag either. I mean, you could say that Lo, Ad Kan Lo, Pligir Rabbanan, Alei De Shammai, Ela Be'etzem Echad, Da Ati Min HaShidra, U Min HaGugolet, Avalechad Hita Be'inei. Look, maybe that's because they hold that an Etzem Echad is meaningless. But if you have the whole thing, maybe they would agree that the O-O part, I mean, that could be a filu chodeminon. So therefore, we end up without really having a clear raya about this, our issue so far. Boy, Rami Bar Choma, what I'd like to know is, you know, we know that we have two different shiurim of amount of bones, right? So in other words, we have a chatzi kav, for a nazir to be megaleah, which is vare b'tameh ba'ol, but nazir is also megaleah. And then we have rova hakaftim b'tameh me'yoyol, and the nazir would not be megaleah. But what interests me is like this. We find a unique situation of shidra v'gugolet, of a chumra. Might it be that at least the Rabbanim would agree that that you don't need a chatzikav for nazir to be megaleah if that chatzikav comes from the shidra v'gugolet? In other words, maybe the chashivut of Shidra v'Gugolet, it would be enough to have a rova hakav from the Shidra v'Gugolet. So what would be the din of a rova atzamot? Min ha-Shidra v'Gugolet mai. Ki katoni chatzikav atzamot, and only a chatzikav, would be the shiur of the giluach of the nazir. That's hecha de'ika mishare v'rav. That's only when it's coming from peripheral organs. If you're talking about basically the main structure of the human, so then afilu rova atzamot, perhaps over there even a rova atzamot is sufficient. Or maybe indeed there would be no difference here at all. Omarova tashma, hashidra v'hagugolet. Says rova, well, if we're talking about a shidra v'gugolet, and you believe that a rova atzamot from the shidra of a gogolet would be enough? I mean, so then say so. Why talk about shidra of a gogolet? Say rova atzamot min a shidra of a gogolet. Kol shekein the whole Shidur of a Gogolet? I mean, so obviously, if it doesn't say a Shrovat Samot, the Atimin HaShidur of a Gogolet, if you'd believe that that's so chamur, so then Litne, Al Rovat Samot HaBamin HaShidur, and so on. Since you didn't say that, it's clear that it's, look, it's either a Chatzikavat Samot, I don't care where it comes from, even it comes from Shidur of a Gogolet, or a full Shidur of a Gogolet. But there's no such thing as a case of the Rova. Says Gemara, how could Rava have said that? It's Rava himself who answers exactly that problem in Masechet Ohalot. This makes no sense at all. It's Rava who the Omar. He is the one who actually gives the pirish on the Mishnah in Ohalot. That the halacha is for a shidra of a gogolet she'ein behem rova atzamot. It's talking about over there a case that where you have a full shidra of a gogolet which is so small that it doesn't have a rova atzamot. But ein achinami, if you did have a rova atzamot, so then the rova atzamot would be betame. There he comes to address the issue. Not the Nogay of Nazir. It comes to address the issue in the Mishnah of Ohalot. So over there it says, the Shidra of a Gogolet, like it says here, and a Rova Akav. So over there the Gemara asks, what do you mean? If you already have a Rova Atzamot, so then what's the point of mentioning a Shidra of a Gogolet? Rova Atzamot doesn't need Shidra of a Gogolet. To which Rava said, no, there's a case where you have a Shidra Gogolet that doesn't have a Rova Atzamot. So what is Rava coming along over here to complain and say, well, I mean, if it were right, what you're saying, that there's such a case that even Rova Atzamot and Nazir would be Galeach, why not say so? Why did you say Shidra Gogolet? So here Rava should have said the same thing. What do you mean? Yeah, I need to say Shidra Gogolet for another purpose, to tell me in a case where you don't have Rova Atzamot. How does Rava contradict himself? Says the Gemara, no, that's Bata the Shamami, Rabbi Akiva. That's after he heard Rabbi Akiva Shita that holds, that in, over there was discussing the question of Shidro HaGogolet, Benogea, the two Metim, and so on, which was originally the Machlokas, which indeed Rabbi Akiva did have Charata from. But so there he saw that indeed the only way to understand Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva was taking for granted you don't need Rova Atzamos. So therefore, he came to understand that he had made a mistake in this mission as well. But at the time he hadn't gotten to the Sugya in Ohalot, when he made the statement over here in Nazir, he thought that there was no such case. He then understood that there was a case like that also. Ah, says the Gemara, but we could still bring a raya from the same standby machloka that we just brought a raya from, legabe the o shidra o gogolet, namely, shamay omer, etzem echad min hashidra min hagogolet. So now, if Shamay is saying, etzem echad, then again, I mean, it seems to be a little bit of an extreme to state that the Chachomim, just like we said before, would be extreme to state that they hold you need both Shidra and Gogolet. It would be extreme to say that they hold that if he says even a single etzem is tummy, that they would hold that even a Chatzi Kav is necessary. I mean, they should at least agree that a Rova Kav is sufficient, right? So, don't you see from there that it's unreasonable to make an extreme Achlokas? Your whole question, the question as raised by Rabbi Bar Chama over here, was since the Shidra of a Gogolet is so chamur anyway, that it represents the essence of the skeletal remains, that maybe even a Rova HaKav would be sufficient for Nozer to be Megaleya. And indeed we found, wow, Shabbai says even one bone. Okay, so now what are we going to say? The Chachamim are going to not acknowledge that there's any difference at all between bones of the Shidra and the Gogolet, whereas Shammai is going to say, no, that not only is there some chashivas, even a single bone. I mean, that's crazy. That's so extreme. Must be that the Chachamim are saying, look, I mean, I don't know where you get one etzem. The smallest shear that we have is a rova. So we're ready to agree on rova. So, I mean, it appears that rova then everyone would agree on, even the Chachamim argue on Shammai. Shmami, not necessarily. Shanai Shamai. The Machmir Tve. I mean, Shamai indeed is very, very Machmir. And he holds your Megaleach even on a single Etzem. Whereas the Chachomim are saying that you need to have the Chatzi Kav, as it says in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, you know what? That maybe that's even a raya. Because the truth is, if the Chachomim held that a Rov HaKav would be sufficient, that would be a tremendous Chiddush, right? Because everywhere else it says Chatzi Kav. I mean, Bishleim, the O Min HaShidra, O Min HaGolgolot, I mean, that's not such a big Chiddush. It's because maybe you should have read it that way in the first place. So they didn't come to address that. But if they held as well that, you know what, Shammai, you're right, there's a special chashivas to the Shidra of a Gurgolot. However, it's not one etzem. It's a Rov HaKav. I mean, how would they expect us to generate an idea like that of Rov HaKav out of thin air? I mean, don't you think they would have had to say that it's Rov HaKav? I mean, actually, the way that you just explained it, that according to Shammai, it's a unique case because it's very machmir, and the Rabbanan do not respond at all to the uniqueness, that is much more reasonable. And that should be the answer to Rami Bar Choma Zabaya, that since the Chachamim didn't trouble themselves to say, well, there is something special, but it's not one bone, it's a Rov HaKav. Apparently they don't hold that there's anything special. Maybe indeed it is a full machlokas. So then, Lifshut Bina, let us indeed learn from that it's Taima de Shammai, the Machmir. Indeed, this is something that's unique about Shammai, is going all the way to extreme, and he's saying even a single etzem. Hol Rabbanan, I mean, since we haven't seen anything that's different, so then, Enochinami, according to Rabbanan, you have your standard Adika Chatzikavat Samot. Yeah. Okay, you're right, it's reasonable, but it certainly is not QED. I mean, come on. Dilma Ad Kan Lo Polik Rabbanan Leit Shammai Ela Be'etzem Echad. I mean, you don't think that the Rabbanan might have foreseen Rami Bar Choma coming along one day and saying, what would be the din of Rov HaTzamos, and that we'd figure out ourselves that the Shidra of a Gurgolot has unique chashivut, that a Rov HaTzamos would be enough? I mean, is that so far-fetched? Maybe in a chinami, we argue about Etzem Echad. Avo Rov HaTzamos, maybe the Rabbanan were also modern. Okay, so we're leaving this, meanwhile, as a hanging question. And now we get back to our rest and recreation. Something to take along as they offer you that honorary doctorate. You could mention to them where you're holding a nazir. I mean, come from rest and recreation. It's amazing. Not it's amazing. You know, you go to medical school, Mela, you deal with these issues. You know, and again, you come to see death within a different context. You know, as a doctor, you're examining skeletal remains, certainly a forensic expert. Anybody who learns the Gemara has to become a forensic expert, basically. I mean, it's an unbelievable change in attitude, bichlal. There's no issues that you don't face up to and look at. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. It's just magical, just magical. Iboilo. Hashidra v'agugolet. Iboilo. Shidra v'agugolet zana odilma o shidra ogugolet zana. Omar Rava. Tashma, Shidra shegired or girer some have rov ilain sheba tehora, but if it's still bekever, afil mishuberet o mefureket tmeya mipnei shakever mitzarfa. So you see from here, taima mishum de gired, but if not for that, a lo gired, it would be tamei even as a shidra alone. Shma mina o shidra ogu gelakatani. No. Gentlemen, please, quote, ha, etc., unquote, lo katani. Never said that. That's your projection of what is meant over here. We're only addressing one issue, a kamashma on the chigirei Torah. As far as the other requirements for Tuma, idach dibar lacha, go ask. I mean, that's what you're doing. Toshma, Rabbi Yiromer, shisha devarim, Rabbi Akiva mitamei, v'chachabim mitarim, v'chazarbo Rabbi Akiva, and we know chazarbo Rabbi Akiva about this one issue from the Maaseh, shivir kupa malayat, samoto bit hakneset shel tarsim, v'nichu ba'avir, v'nichnas tudus harofe, v'chol harofim imo, v'amru, ein kan shidra b'mei techar, and then they were going to take a vote, and then Rabbi Akiva was the first one to vote, it says over there, and he himself voted that it was tar, so we see from there that he had charata, and so the Chachamim said, well, if Rabbi Akiva was the first one to vote, votes that it's tar, what's the point of taking a vote? I mean, he was our only concern. Anyway, but you see from there, time to leka shidra to mikhada. But ha'ika, even shidra alone, which means o shidra o gugolet to mikhada, nozir megaleach aleham. Shema mina, o shidra o gugolet, nan. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe what the forensic experts were saying was lomi baikama. In other words, look, forget about your question about whether you got a shidra vigugolet mimetachad. I mean, we can't even get, not only that doesn't exist, afilo oshidra mimetachad o gugolet mimetachad leka, and therefore there's nothing to discuss in this case. Toshma miminyona, the number six itself is very significant here, because it says in the Braita, Main shishad varim shabri akiva metabi v'chachomi metari, al eivr min amet shabba mishne mitim, al eivr min achai shabba mishne bine yadam, al chatzi kav atzamot shabba mishne mitim, al revi yidama ba mishnaim, al etzem kisora shenechalak lishnaim, v'ashidra v'hagugolet. Now he's talking about the oshidra hagugolet. If you know how to count, you just counted seven things and not six. Ani shiva havyan. That's not a problem, because it could be kikatani. Kol echa de polegale rabim, lafuki etzem kisora, which is a yochi de polegale. Tanya etzem kisora shenechalak lishnaim, Rabbi Akiva mitamev, Rabbi Yochan menur mitaher. That's one answer. It could be that we take out one other case. Maybe it's the case of Kikatani Avram and Ahmed, Avram and Achai Lokatani, either because there's no such Bachloket or because we're not talking about Avram and Achai here, depending on which of the Rishonim you learn. Or there's a third possibility. Kikatani Kalechad and Nazir Megaleach Alayilah. La forgets of Kisora the Law. Or there's a fourth possibility. But the Revi Adam, where Rabbi Akiva never was, please excise Revi Adam from your bright over there about the Chazarav Rabbi Akiva. Sha'arei limudash Rabbi Akiva was biyado, and never did he change his mind about that, not to mention the fact that Oda Mikro Misayo, since it does say Valkol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I can testify to you that Ad Yamav Ayametame. I can't tell you what happened after he died. I mean, Imi Shemet Chazar Bo Eni Yodea. Tanu Ushkur Shinav Mibnei Ta'aniyotav. Tashma, the Tanya Beit Shemai Omrim Rov Ha'atzamot Bin Ha'atzamim, O Mishnaim, O Mishlosha. Beit Hillel Omrim Eloi. Rov Ha'atzamot is only where it comes from, the Iker Gviya. Either Rov Binyan or Rov Minyan. Om Rabbi Yeshua, well, that's not necessarily such a big machlokas. Yecholani lasot divrei Beit Shammai v'divrei Beit Hillel ke'echad. It could be Beit Shammai omrim mishnayim o mishlosha. He doesn't mean any two or three. He may mean shnei shokayim v'yerech echad, or shnei yerechayim v'shok echad, since that would represent rov v'rov govo shel adam meguva. U'Beit Hillel omrim min ha'gviya o mirov binyan o mirov binyan. And he's just clarifying that the Rov Binyan also works over Yeshua Mimifakei Yadayim Raglayim. Now, Shammai Omer, Afilu Etzem Min Hashidra O Min HaGugolet. So Shainei Shammai says the Gemara on Araya, maybe he saw Machmer. Okay, so Lifshut Minei, time of the Beit Shammai, the Machmer, HaRabonan Ad Deika Shidra VeGugolet. Not necessarily. Lo, Arkan Lo Pligi Rabonan Leite Shammai, maybe just this week, a particular issue. About whether etzem echad is enough, the ati min hashidra min hagugolet. Aval eichad yite be'enei, afilu chodem inon. Maybe. I mean, we have no way of knowing. Boy Rami Bar Choma. What would be the din of rova atzamot when it comes from a place of great chashivut, such as the shidva gugolet? My. Kikatoni chatzi kav atzamot is necessary for the nazir's giluach. That's dafke eichad yike mishare varav. But would a collection of atzamot come? Aval mina shidra v'gugolet, we're over there, it is so chomer, the chamire, perhaps a filu rova atzamot would be sufficient. Oh, dilma lo shna? Look, I mean, it's either or. Either it's a shidra v'gugolet, or it's a chatzikav. Oma rova tashma, look, it says ha shidra v'gugolet. I mean, surely, isa gadaitach, it's rova atzamot, the ati mina shidra v'gugolet would be sufficient, would be chomer. So then say so. Litnei al rova atzamot abamina shidrava gugolet. But why require the entire shidrava gugolet? How could Rava have said that? I thought it was Rava who did Amar. Lo nitzracha ela l'shidrava gugolet she'ein behem rova atzamot. Well, yeah, but that was after he heard from Rabbi Akiva. I mean, he didn't, at the time that he said this statement, he didn't know. Okay, well, how about the Braita? Tashma, Shammai Omer, Etzem Echad, Bina Shidra, Bina Gugolet. That doesn't mean anything. It could be that this is an extreme machloket. A Shani Shammai, the Machmir Tvei. So then indeed, let's learn from here, Lifshim in eight time to Shammai the Machmir. Holy Rabbanan, certainly Adika Katzi Kavat Samot. I mean, don't you think otherwise they would have had to say that there's some unique shear? Well, Shammai, it's not quite Etzem Echad, but we do agree that a Rova would be enough to be Mechayev and Nazir to be Galeach. I don't know if that's a bunch of a raya. I mean, Dilma Adkan Lo Polag Rabbanan Leit Shammai Ela Be Etzem Echad. Avo Barova Atzamot, it could be a Filo Rabbanan Motah.